Wait a minute. Before we go any further, Crooked Hat is going to have his feelings hurt if we don't say that we're doing it for him, too.
Crooked Hat, have Daniel give you my telephone number. You can send me a green bubble. I don't like them, but you can do it. And you can tell me things, too. I don't ever hear from you, Crooked Hat, because I don't listen to podcasts. So, except for...
Lovely. Just lovely.
Today is Monday, July 27th, 2026, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life as much as I want to, and you listen, and today is no different. I don't remember how to do this. What do I do? I think I went to... Oh, let's see... I'm going to pull this up. Today is, well, hell, this site is not working very well. Today is Love is Kind Day, National New Jersey Day, National Korean War Veterans Armistice Day, National Scotch Day, and National Creme Brulee Day. You know, creme brulee is one of my favoritest desserts, and I'm actually good at making creme brulee as well. So yeah, I don't remember how to do this because it's been so long since I've done one, but my medicine is working and I thought, well, I'll tell you this. What I thought is because I had a vacation, I have things that I can talk about. And I wrote down, I took notes every day of my vacation. I took notes. And so I have notes from every day. So one thing we're going to do is I'm going to drag this out and I'm going to take a really long time and I'm going to talk about the vacations. So I hope you guys are okay with that. But today we're going to get caught up a little bit because I can't figure out how to work my email, y'all. I'm trying to show more messages on Gmail. Okay, there we go. Because I know I got two voicemail messages and I don't remember how to look up starred. Oh, there it is. Label starred. There we go. Okay. So I do have a couple of emails here, and I wanted to make sure that I read them. So let's read. Johnny says, "Hey, Adam, it's John in San Diego. We chatted an email, wow, like 9 years ago. Well, since you've been gone," laugh out loud. That's a song. "Since you've been gone." Oh, that did not sound good. "I used to have a really good voice. I mean, my voice is still okay, but it's hard for me to sing now. I don't know. It's all these years of smoking or something. But it's hard. And my dog is barking for some reason. So since you've been gone, I finally had a chance to go back and listen to some episodes I had missed. Know what? 100% completion, baby. Oh my gosh, you're 100% complete? That is crazy that you're 100% complete. Bittersweet because it's completion, but you are not recording as much Geeky Gay content anymore, and we all miss you. By the way, however, health is first, and you should absolutely be your priority. I'm glad you are focusing on taking care of yourself and reset. I think everyone needs and deserves a reset from time to time. Anyway, thanks for giving us so much time and content. In many ways, it's been therapeutic for some of us just to listen and to you talk about your life. And we listened. You've helped us get through many rough days at work or home, long drives and sleepless nights, etc." I can't read, folks. "Thank you for that. Take a pat on the back along with some more deep breaths. I guess it's time for reruns." I wonder how many other 100%ers are out there. Y'all, and it has changed so much over the years. When I first started doing Geeky Gay, guys, I don't know, and I don't even know if this is still available online. It still is on my account, but I think I may have made them private. But when I first started recording Geeky Gay, I was trying to be sexy, and I was doing it on YouTube because I was always ahead of the curve. I was trying to do video, And so I did it shirtless, at least for 1 week. Because I was just like, oh, all these YouTubers who do things shirtless and they get all these, they get all these people listening. So anyway, I did it shirtless. I remember that. So I don't know what the heck I talked about, but I think I was probably a lot more filthy, a lot more sexual than I am now because I've gotten old. And it's not that I don't think about sex. It's just I'm not as crass as I was back then. I'll be like Big Fatty. I'll be like, I had a gentleman caller. But anyway, so I wanted to do some more episodes. I'm not promising 5 days a week. I'm not going to promise anything at this point because I just don't know how it's going to go. But I will give you guys an update that I am doing a lot better. We did find some medication that is because I was just having a lot of crying for no reason. And I don't know what's up with that. I don't know what happened to my brain, but I would just start crying for no apparent reason, couldn't stop. And so we finally found some medication, and the medications that worked were making me very restless. So I would have to get up at night and walk around the house and, you know, just in the middle of a TV show or something. I've never felt that way in my life. So anyway, I couldn't find medication that didn't have these negative side effects. So finally, my psychiatrist found a medicine. I think it's a relatively new medicine that is making me happier and no side effects. So yay for that. So I've been doing a lot of stuff, but we have another email. So I want to get these emails out of the way in this episode. I'm going to unstar. So thank you for the email, Johnny. I appreciate it. I didn't respond to it because I'm talking about it on the show. So if you want to respond to me, that's fine, but I wanted content for the show. You know how it is. Got to have some content for the show. Deborah says, hey, Adam, I just listened to the latest episode of Throwing Down, and it made me feel good to hear you feeling so much better. Yeah, the new medication. It also seems like you have gained a lot of perspective on managing your emotions. You are doing great. As a fellow introvert and former, now recovered, sufferer of clinical depression, I relate to you. I loved yours and Joe's interactions with Big Fatty, all so funny. Your trip to Columbia sounded like a great time, especially the cooking class. I visited there in the 1970s. I'm very old. Aren't we all? Aren't we all getting old? And it was beautiful then. I can't catch my breath. I'm dying. Oh, no. Anyway, I'm not used to podcasting. I have to keep up the talking and everything. Anyway, it was beautiful then. All your did they have cartels back then, Deborah? All your fans are happy if you bring back Geeky Gay, but if it makes you miserable to have the pressure of a daily podcast, forget about it. Hope your aunt is doing better too. Oh, Deborah, she passed away. Just wanted to let you know you have me as a fan. Well, I hope you're still listening, Deborah, because I am putting out a show. Yeah, I don't plan on ever retiring Geeky Gay because this is my personal journal podcast. This is how, you know, when I do it more often, I would say it's a really good diary, a really good journal because hence the name personal journal. Because I will, one day I'll be sitting there and I'll be like, I don't know what I did when I was in my 40s. Well, I can just turn around and use AI to summarize all of my podcasts from when I was in my 40s. And then it'll tell me, oh, you went to Hawaii and you did all these things. But so it's a good way for me to keep up with my own life because I don't write in a diary. And we all know I've always had a bad memory, but we all know I have a bad memory. And so I won't remember what was going on and I'll need a way to do that. So anyway, regardless, you guys should keep subscribed because I'm never going to end the podcast. Even if people say, oh, he's pod faded or whatever the case may be, you'll get episodes. Maybe I won't keep up the 5 day a week. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But I am feeling better. The medicine is working. I am working on a project. So I've talked about it on my other shows, but I'm really excited about it. I've always wanted to have a podcasting tool that helped with live production. And what I mean by that is we have a lot of tools that we use during a live show, especially on the Game Mix. We have what we call a Trello, which is a, for those of you who are project managers or product managers, you'll know it's a Kanban board. But basically, it's a board where you, on the computer, where you put notes, you put little cards on there. And it looks like, you know, like you're putting notes on a refrigerator or something. And it's where we put our topics so we know what we're going to talk about on the show. So we have that. We have a lot of voicemails and emails and text messages that come in. I use a service for the voicemails and messages that gives me programmatic access to those. And so I'm able to pull those in a program that I've written. So I needed something to pull in those, put them on a nice little organized board so we can rearrange them, do whatever we want. It names them because I have a list of phone numbers and names of the people who regularly call in. So anyway, I needed that and then organize it and let us play it on the show. And then once it's played, mark it as played, keep it in the archive. So if we ever need it, we have it, but mark it as played. And we have a trivia game, and I really needed a trivia interface where Daniel had a screen that he was looking at. I had a screen that I was looking at. It played the and the ding, you know, or whatever. All of those things. It was all manual, and I needed something and a broadcast view as well to play on the video. And there's one other tool, and I can't remember what it is now. Contact, trivia, sound. Oh, soundboard. You know, we have soundboards on our, and a soundboard is just a bunch of buttons that have sound effects mapped to them, and you hit the button and the sound effect plays. But that's how we play our bumpers and, you know, songs and whatever else. But I just decided for some podcasters that don't have a mixer with sound effects built in, it would be good to have a soundboard. So I put a soundboard. So I've been working on that, and I'm excited, but I can't really show you guys because this is an audio podcast, but maybe at some point I'll make a YouTube video introducing my new product. And I'm really excited about it. I've been working on it for, this is going to be the third week of working on it. And so Daniel has put in a bunch of enhancement requests. We've already used it to record one live episode or during our recording of one live episode of The Mix. All right, well, I'm going to end that here, but we are going to talk about the vacation starting on tomorrow's episode. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys again soon. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.